Good day, my dear friend. This is Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. But you know me as Tim Tootin from Live Oak, Florida, a very proud homeboy who'll be back in Live Oak for the annual spring revival. Something new this year. It will be held on April 26th, 27th, and 28th at 7 p.m. nightly at the John Hell Community Center in Live Oak. That's the old rec center. Join us April 26th, 27th, and 28th for our annual spring revival. The theme this year, love in real time. And now, today's message.
Oh, come on, praise God. How many believe He's an awesome God? Come on, stand to your feet and give God a praise today. If you know it to be true, He's an awesome God. He's a deliverer. He's a protector. He's a keeper. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a mother to the motherless. He's a father to the fatherless. He's all that. And some. Amen. Oh, we bless the Lord today. Right where you are, let's bow before the Lord. God, words cannot describe who you are to your children. As we come today, we simply bless your name. We thank you for your word. It is our prayer today that we might decrease and that you might increase. May your word have its way. It's your word. May it touch the right heart. May it encourage the right person. May it do its work. But it will not return void. We believe it now and we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. I know some bad people, but they can't make the day. They may try to mess up your day, but they can't make the day. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from the book of Daniel, the Old Testament prophet, there in the very first chapter, verses 12 through 15. It reads, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate at the royal food. And I want to share today from the sermonic title, Watch Me. Watch me. I'm trying to be hip today. So if I don't get it right, young people, y'all forgive me. But Ricky Lamar Hawk, better known on stage as Salento, released a very popular song not long ago called Watch Me Whip It Nay Nay. Did I say it right? And I know there's a little dance with it now. I'm not going there, but I see some of y'all knees are moving. This song hit number 3 on the Billboard chart. Very popular. My grandkids were doing it. I would not dare try it. But you know, to watch is to look. It is to observe. Amen. And then when you say me, you bring the attention to yourself. Watch me. You're inviting people to check you out. You're inviting folk to say, hey, over here. But I believe that a life that is committed to God is a life that is worth watching. You know, in the very first book of Daniel, we see unfolding what I think is almost modern type headlines. That there in Jerusalem, King Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon goes in and takes over the place. It's breaking news. It's headline news. And he goes and he, against their will, take the people captive. They will mind their own business. And somebody who's stronger comes in and pretty much move them out of their surroundings. That's something our modern minds can't relate to, that you are comfortable where you are. But to think that someone would force you out of your house, force you from your land, the people experienced this. And there was a plan by way of King Nebuchadnezzar. He wanted to go after the young folk. He looked at those who were honor roll students. He looked for the gifted and talented students. He was all about getting those who were smart and who had potential. And today, there's still a King Nebuchadnezzar, even now, who is yet doing the very same thing. The name might be different, but there is an attempt to rob us of our young people. Can I get an amen up in here? Again, it's not King Nebuchadnezzar, but it's that kind of spirit. Don't want folk who are not doing anything. Don't want those who are just barely making it. He was looking for the cream of the crop. He wanted the best that could be offered. And so during that time, there's this 17-year-old boy named Daniel. Daniel and his three friends are those who catch the eye of King Nebuchadnezzar. He really liked them. He knew they were smart young men. And so he makes a proposition by way of his agency. I want to make sure that these four eat from the king's table. I want them to get not just a number one, but give them the fine food and give them the wine from my table. But then Daniel has the audacity to say, wait a minute, why don't we try this? Why don't we eat our food? We don't want a number four. I'm not going to call no company. I'm not trying to get sued. We don't want the combo. But we're looking to eat vegetables and to eat those grains that come along with it and give us water. And I guarantee you, after 10 days, after a week and something, watch us. After we have gone through our own plan, watch us. Amen? How many folk will be willing to say, follow me around for 10 days and watch me? Oh my God, some of us say, don't follow me one day. I know what you might catch. You might catch the Sunday me or the Friday night me. I know I have a witness. Y'all got too serious in here. But 10 days. And so he makes the challenge as they have been taken captive into Babylon. There's some things that we must commit to do before we are so bold to say, watch me. First thing we got to do is to change our diet. Change our diet. Some folks say, well, yes, right. Eat right. I'd rather not call it a diet. But verse 12 says, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Now, vegetables, again, includes grains. And this was very much a Jewish meal plan. Water. Some scholars believe that, can you believe they're offering 17-year-old wine? They say, we don't want that. Just give us water. Water will purify us. And so they were willing to make that proposition to allow us to change our diet. I want to suggest that this goes beyond just the physical. When I said diet, folks, oh, I was on one, but I'm still working on it. They give a name to them, and I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start Monday. But it's not just what we eat in the physical, but it's what we take in to our bodies at whole. What we are taking into our minds. Amen? We've got to feed our spirit with the Word of God. Garbage in, garbage out. Amen? And so the thing that you take in, the thing that you feast on, will at some point become you. Does that make sense this morning? That you may not be on vegetables and water, but what are you taking in off the TV? I know I'm going down that road. I'm not trying to be holier than thou. You may watch good programming. But whatever you take in, to the extent that it becomes a part of who you are. What do you listen to that becomes a part of who you are? A Reverend Shirley Caesar. Amen. Maybe it's James Brown. Or maybe it's another group. But what do you take in and how do you process what comes into you? What is your diet? What do you feed on when times get rough? What do you feed on when the hills are hard to climb? What do you turn to? Is it social media? Folk will like you just because they like you. But that'll make you feel good. But what do you take in? And so Daniel had said that this whole sense of changing our diet will make a difference. Ever tried something too much and before you knew it, you were speaking the language of the world? I'm trying to leave this point, but it keeps messing with me. So I'm going to mess with you. There's some things in your own life right now that you're getting too much of. Amen? I know you ain't hurting nobody, but there's some things you're taking in that you're consuming too much of it, and it's changing who you are. You used to be a good boy, but now you were changing. You were the model young lady in the community, but based on what you're eating, you were the parent that led, but all of a sudden, your diet has changed. Hey, how many are willing to change their diet today? You got too much sweet stuff. I say to folk, I say, yeah, I can do without bread. But don't put no cake in front of me. I might as well testify. Since y'all got so cool. But you know, there's some things I need to back off. Don't buy a whole dozen of donuts. Get one or two. But anyway, Romans 12:2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you might present your body as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. They were determined to change their diet and to stick with what they knew. Amen? But not just changing your diet, you also have to curb our appetite. Verse 13 says, then compare our appearance, Daniel was talking, with that of the young men who eat the royal food, the number 5, and see your servants this way, and so you'll see a difference. So he agreed and tested them for 10 days. That's a long time, isn't it? 10 days to do right. 10 days to live holy. 10 days not to lay nobody out. 10 days to try to do the best you can where you are. 10 days, and that seemed like a long time, but they challenged them. But to curb is an old term that means a device to control the unruly horse. But they had to get that horse right. We've got to curb our appetite. Those things that we desire, those things that get our attention, that you got to change what you long for. I'm getting into some deep areas. Y'all see y'all mind is spinning. It's not just food. But curb the appetite. And I would imagine that over this time that somebody probably said to them, hey, why don't y'all go ahead and just try this, man. You ain't got to go 10 days. You know, y'all look good already at 5. But the enemy will do that. He will try to get you to thwart the plan of God and to try something different. He will tempt you. The very time you decide, I'm going to do right. Because I love the result of what I'm going to look like. But there's always somebody or something getting in your way, trying to discourage you. And and say, oh, you don't have to do all that. And, you know, you're doing better than what you were doing. And the devil made you do it. And, you know, you don't have to worry about what they say. But you have to put it in your own mind that I'm going to curb my appetite. There's some stuff I got to put down. What's that thing in your life that you're just getting too much of? I don't have a praying church today. There's that thing that you're getting too much of. You got to curb it. And I love the discipline of a 17-year-old named Daniel. Compare us. I challenge you. Me and my guys got this. That was kind of bold, wasn't it? I mean, I would say try five. You know, but he said 10 days. And I guarantee you we will look so much better. You'll be able to watch and say, you know what, there's a difference in that life. Since Jesus comes in, our lives are changed. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen? Yeah, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts him. You know, on yesterday, me and the wife were at a grocery store. And, you know, you go to these stores and they have little stuff for you to sample. Some of y'all get a whole meal out of that thing. y'all go around sampling everything. Well, she was sampling the bread and I guess these like sauces. And she was like, oh, what do you think? A and B. And I said, no, I went to the yogurt section. And my favorite yogurt was that. So I know it's my favorite. I know it's going to be B. So I tasted a little yogurt. So it's good. And I went to A, had a new yogurt. I said, oh, yeah, it was cheaper. Didn't taste bad. But I left out of there buying no yogurt. But the world will give you a taste test. It said, come on, just try a little bit of this. It won't hurt you. You'll be better. Some of y'all know what a taste test is. Try this. And so the world is always trying to get you to change your taste buds to where you'll become connected to the world. It will change who you are. But finally, we have to consider the result. At the end of 10 days, they looked healthier, Daniel and his boys, and they were better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. Watch me. I told you so. We look healthier. We got more better look on us than the guys who were eating and the person who were eating from the world. We look a bit different. Don't you know the world will change your countenance? Somebody will say, you sure look different. You don't know what different means, good or do I look bad? And they'll say, you know, you look so much, what you been doing? You look so much better. Is it the glasses? Did you change your hair? No, I've been eating the word. And once you start to consume the word of God and start living it out, folks will say, you know, you sure look good. What you do? Nothing except feast on the word of God. And so much so that when they came before the attendant, he couldn't believe it. And then they came before the king. He was like, wow, you know, as a result of what I'm seeing, I'm going to make sure that we give you the best of learning. And by way of what God had planned for them, there was more knowledge and more understanding and more literature. And more learning and more AP courses. Oh, come on, I'm not a young folk in here. Amen. Some of y'all, they didn't have them back then. But he said, because of what I see, God has something in store for you when you take in the right thing and say, watch me. You're inviting folks to say, come on, watch me, watch me. And folks can tell also when you're not doing too well. But your mama will just look at you and tell where you've been and what you've been doing. And what you've been watching, and once we get more seasoned, we see the same thing. In our friends, your accountability partner said, bro, you all right? Sis, you look a little different today. Well, what is it? Oh, not much sleep, but encourage them in the Lord to get more into the world. The Bible says in John 14:2 that God promises, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Well, not so. I've not told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you that where I am. That God has great things in store for us if we're just obedient to him. So the world now is watching you. You invited them to say, check me out. Yeah. Whip it. nay-nay. I had to come back to that thing, still not knowing exactly what it is. But people may not believe it, but Jesus has transformed your life. Amen? Folk who may not come to church will see something in you. Folk who may not have a Bible will see something about you that will encourage them. They'll be watching you. Why? Because you carry the Bible. They'll watch you because you're always talking about Jesus. They'll watch you because you've got that palm branch around your... They'll watch you because your tag says, praise the Lord. They'll watch you because you're always giving God the praise. But what are they watching? What you will they get for that day? You want them to see the love of Jesus Christ in you. You want them to see the joy that's unspeakable in you. They should see the kindness that comes from a believer. Watch me, and you'll see a kind person. They'll see your faithfulness. They'll see your gentleness. They'll see your self-control. They'll see in you the fruits of the Spirit. Why are folk looking at me like that? Because they see something in you. Why they gave me the eye? Because you're living right. Why are they staring me down? Because I've been spending time with Jesus. That's why. They'll always go, they're mad at you. They see something in you. Allow the Spirit of God to work in you. But this is about self-control. It's kind of tough when you love to praise the Lord. Amen. But when it comes to Jesus, I tend to lose control. Now just watch me. I start thinking about how he got me up this morning. Watch me. I start thinking about how he started me on my way. Just watch me. I think about how he's made a way out of no way. Watch me. I think about how he's guided my family through. Watch me. I think about what he's done in my life. Anybody know that God is watching you? How many folk want to invite somebody and say, you know what? I'm not all that I could be, but watch me. I may stumble every now and then, but watch me, because I'm trying to live right. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God. Born of his Spirit. This is my story. Praising my Savior all the day long. And that's what gets me excited. If you watch me long enough, I might start getting happy. If you watch me long enough, I might give God some praise. If you watch me long enough, I might wave my hands in the air. If you watch me long enough, I might shake my leg for Jesus. If you watch me long enough, I might say, Lord, I'm trying to press on. Watch me. What you've been eating lately. What you've been getting stuck with helping zone lately. What is it that you just got to have in the midnight hour? Maybe ice cream. Maybe not. Curb your appetite. Ah. And then see the results. Yeah, look at me. I'm not trying to be bad, but it's the God in me. Isn't that good news today? Come on, stand over this place today. Say, Lord, I want you to put me on the right track. Young people, y'all look good. Some of us have gone to our high school reunions and ain't calling no names. It might be me. I said, man, you look good. But when folk get away, they say, you know what? They kind of aged. And we all do. But if you keep Christ in your life, it's not just the physical, but they'll see the light of Christ shining in your life today. How many today are willing to say, watch me? Come on, let's give God a praise today. Come to Jesus. He's waiting. And he's watching. For that lost soul to step out of the crowd and say, you know what? I got a bad meal plan. Some of y'all in college remember those meal plans. Mama done paid for it and they didn't give you much of anything to eat. Meal plans. What are you taking in today? On to Jesus. Come to Come to Jesus,
just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus.
Just one verse. He will save you.
He will save.
Any witnesses today?
He will save.
Has he saved your soul?
He will save you. Just now. Just now. He will save. He will save.
Just for another 30 seconds. Daniel helped us. And it wasn't an accident. Somebody had been putting that stuff in Daniel. Daniel, mind the crowd you hang with. Daniel, respect your elders. Daniel, we go into Sunday school. Daniel, come on to church. Daniel, turn that mess off. Daniel, clean your room. Daniel. And so when Daniel came forward, he had seen some things. And you got a Daniel in your house. And a Danielle. And maybe you're the Daniel. But God's calling all of us to make the right choice today. King Nebuchadnezzar may be gone, but his spirit is still here. That rascal, that invading, taking captive, try my food rascal is still alive today. Like a roaring lion, seeing whom he might devour. Let's bow to Dale over this place. Father, we thank you for the example in the word from a teenage boy and his buddies who did the right thing. I pray today, God, that we'll do the right thing for those of us who've never accepted you as our personal Savior. Jesus the Christ, I pray even now that we won't make the right choice. We don't need 10 days to decide to give you our hearts. We can do it right now. Touch that heart today, God. May your peace come in. May they open their mouths to you and confess that I'm a sinner. And I need Jesus Christ in my life. And you'll come in and sup with them. Make that life new, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Maybe you've come today and you desire to be a part of this fellowship. The doors are always open. I'm not going to do altar, but I want to pray for the young folk right where they are. In fact, some of them I text. Trying to hit on Facebook, someone that they hit me back somehow. That would be cool. But they came today. And I think that's something to be thankful to God for. Even right now, if you're that youth, just raise your hand today. I want to connect with it. Just raise them high. Raise that hand high. Some of y'all who want to be young. Youth and young adult. Youth and young adult. And I want you to raise your hand toward that young person. And let's begin to collectively pray for them that they might choose the right diet, curb their appetite, and see the results. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this generation that you've called. This generation who refuses to bow down to the king. But instead, they look to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know that life is not always easy for them. We know that there are temptations. We know there are things that beat us down, that are now beating them down. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, give them courage today and give them strength to run, to see what the end is going to be. We have hope in our young folk. We know they're not all out there doing bad things, but they love you because you first loved them. Protect them, God, that they might be an example to the next generation on what God can do. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now hug that young person near you. Say, I believe in you.
I pray you were blessed by the words. Let me remind you, I'll be coming back to Live Oak, my hometown, for our annual spring revival, April 26th, 27th, and 28th, 7 p.m. nightly, at the John Hell Community Center, the old rec center. We'll be there nightly at 7 p.m. Tell your friends about it. Make plans to see me as I see you, as we preach about love and real time for our annual revival. To learn more about our ministry, check out our website. It's www.com2harvest.org. And now we have a new mobile app. Just go to the App Store and search for HCM Baltimore. That's HCM Baltimore. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten. Have a great day in the Lord.